Joe Steranko, the CEO of the PGA of America and a member of the Honda Classic Board, joining us here live in studio. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic right here on ESPN Radio 760. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Going back to the Ryder Cup this year at Valhalla in Kentucky. Couple of tweaks to this to the system. Paul Azinger is, of course, the captain for the team this year. And now the format for picking players for the team, the captain's picks have been doubled.
Well, we look back at 4 years ago, and the Ryder Cup was a relatively close contest then. We felt pretty good going into the Belfry. Curtis Strange had a good lineup on the final day, and our guys just didn't get it done, and we came up a little bit short. We think Oakland Hills was actually closer than the final score reflected, but at the K Club, they showed that they had, top to bottom, a very, very strong feel. And the balance of power had kind of shifted a little bit. When you look at the world rankings, how many Americans outside of the top 10 are in the world rankings, you know, it becomes a little bit hit and miss there. And the Europeans are really much stronger. So we felt it was necessary not just to change incrementally the selection of the team, but let's take it a change that we think reflects what's going on. The fact that you have more American players who are playing more places around the world than ever before. So let's give the flexibility of rewarding four players based on their world schedule, their past performance in the Ryder Cup, so you can get a combination of the right players that fit the chemistry of the eight hottest players of the year. And that was the other part of it. Yes, there were points awarded for the major championships in 2007, and there'll be double points for the majors in 2008. But the rest of the points will be really based on every bit of money earned in a PGA Tour event throughout the year. So coming into the PGA Championship, you'll have the eight top players on the PGA Tour that are going to be playing, and then Paul will supplement it with four more.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about the added volatility this year to the system, getting the best players that are the hottest on that team, and it's evident this weekend, Pat. I mean, if an American wins at the Mercedes today, he'll jump all the way to third in the Ryder Cup point standings.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you have to do. You have to try and get guys who are – that makes sense. You want to get guys who are playing good to be playing in that that event to give you the best chance to win it. Joe, I wanted to ask you a quick question. People might not know it, but we've had a Ryder Cup here in Palm Beach County, PGA, and we had a PGA Championship at PGA, both in times when, during those times of the year, late summer, fall, that the courses, you know, 20 years ago were not in great shape here. You had trouble getting the greens a certain way dealing with that summer heat and the sun and everything. That's not the case anymore. I think courses down here are in better shape almost than a lot of courses up north, with all the grass problems that they have with, you know, foreign grasses coming in with the bent and stuff like that. Summertime here, I almost think the greens are as good as they are anywhere else. Is there ever a chance that we could get a Ryder Cup or a PGA Championship back here in Palm Beach County?
Looking at where the PGA Championship is on the schedule in August, and, you know, we're always emboldened down here in Palm Beach County when you go through 2 years without hurricanes. Mm-hmm. But all the hoops that we had to jump through to run a PGA Championship and a Ryder Cup in between three hurricanes a few years back, that was tough enough to do just to get our staff and all the materials we needed to where they needed to go. So it would be tough to do anything in August. September, you know, and leading into late September, early October, great time of year. The next domestic Ryder Cup won't be isn't open until 2024. So,
wow.
You know, we go from Valhalla this year to Medina to Hazeltine to Whistling Straits, looking at 8, 12, 16, yeah, and 20. So I'm not sure I'm going to be in the CEO chair when we announce our 2024 Ryder Cup.
Joe, the USGA has only figured things out until 14 with Pinehurst for the U.S. Open, and now Wingfoot just rejected 2015 U.S. Open. You guys have really got your stuff situated.
Well, I had a great predecessor in Jim Autry who really set a great plan for us in terms of our major championship lineup. But looking at this year, we go to Oak Hill for the senior PGA. We go to Oakland Hills, obviously, for the PGA. Jack Nicklaus has just done an outstanding job. and bringing Valhalla up to the next level. It is going to be a great test. And now with this open week, the week before the Ryder Cup, I think Paul Azinger is going to maximize just the pre-visits and certainly that week before to have his team ready.
I think
like our chances, Russ.
I do, too,
I'm on
Drew.
Your side.
All right, thank you. There
Unless you take Colin Montgomery's putter and Sergio who can't – these guys can't putt any other time of the year. I've seen him make more 15- and 20-foot putts in that Ryder Cup. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, how is Colin Montgomery 0 for his lifetime in major championships, but he's the best player Europe's ever seen for the Ryder Cup? Same thing for Sergio Garcia. It's unbelievable. But, yeah, Joe, I'm with you. The dissenting voice is Pat Rooney Jr. Let it be heard.
They got to change my mind. And go out there and prove me wrong. I am not going against Europe anymore after that last year.
The Americans will again own the Ryder Cup in 08 at Valhalla. I think it's a good omen, by the way. I think it's a good omen that Tiger has won a major championship on the venue for the Ryder Cup this season. I think it's also good that Paul Azinger is the captain. I think the doubling of the captain's picks is going to be great. You got to get – and those are the picks that you use for the guys that keep it loose. If Woody Austin somehow doesn't make it by points, he's got to be one of those captain picks. Same thing for Mark Calcavecchi. You've got to get those guys – that keep it loose, like the Calcs, like the Woody Austins. You got to have the steady guys like the Scott Verplanks and the Jim Furyks, and then you got to have the guys that can go low like Tiger and Phil. It's a recipe for success, Pat.
All I'm looking at is the results. I look at the results. You're right. I mean, it should work. I mean, we are clearly,
it makes sense on paper, doesn't it?
Individually, these guys are a lot better than those guys in Europe, but it doesn't work out that way.
He is Joe Steranko, the CEO of the PGA of America, also a member of the Honda Classic Board, been kind enough to join us here in studio today. Joe, I also want to let all the listeners know about the website, playgolfamerica.com. You mentioned the tournament golf, of course, the PGA Championship and the Ryder Cup and the PGA Teaching Professionals Championship, some of those events, but you also have the initiatives, the Play Golf America initiative, the PGA Free Lesson Month in May. Play Golf America entering its fifth year. It's going to be better and bigger than ever. PlayGolfAmerica.com is the website. Joe, thanks so much.
Russ, thank you. 160 courses and 270 PGA professionals right here in the county. Golf has never been more accessible, and there's always a PGA professional there to help us with our games. So reach out. Look for somebody on PlayGolfAmerica.com.
All right, we're coming right back. Final segment of the program means it's time for our Fearless Predictions segment. We will make predictions for who will win today in Maui at the Mercedes Championship. That is up next. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.